Okay. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are just so thankful that you have given us yet one more time to come into your presence and to hear a word from your throne room. Lord, we ask right now that you just continue to bless the two amazing women of God who thought it not robbery, whose obedience started the TMC call. And we thank you for them, Lord. We ask that you keep them in perfect peace as their mind is stayed on you. Lord, we thank you for the Des De Leon family and artist life. And Lord, as they go out to the conference this weekend in California, we ask for traveling mercies and grace. We ask that you just impart to them the training, the wisdom, the knowledge that you have designed for such a time as this. Lord, we want to make sure that we just honor you and that we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you each day. So Lord, as we surrender it all to you, we ask you to join us in this place, on this telecommunication sanctuary, and impart to us words of wisdom, peace, joy, and love, Lord. And we just want to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. We are so glad you joined us, and I will now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Beautiful prayer, General. The floor is yours.
Well, praise the Lord, and thank you so much, Minister Kai, for seating and greeting everyone on this wonderful Focus on the Word Wednesday. I thank God for you and how you just greet everyone with that cordial, sultry voice, as Minister Ada would say, and I thank God for you for being the woman of God that you are. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. Welcome, along with Minister Kai. Say welcome to the telecommunications sanctuary this morning. My name is Minister Brenda Terrell, and I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I tell you, we're excited, excited about what God is doing in each and every one of our lives. Now, if this is your first time on the Master's Call, we give you a special welcome this morning and tell you a little bit about the call. This call started back in October 2010 through two beautiful appointed and anointed women of God, and they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic out of Mississippi, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we call our Mother Eagle out of Prairie View, Texas. And we give God glory for these two women who said yes and continued this call constantly every Monday through Friday here on the Master's Call. Now, this call was established on the scripture, and it's Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also have a mission statement, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we know without a shadow of a doubt this is what's taking place each and every day because we get the testimonies and we're so thankful. So we want you to invite your family and friends and coworkers and anybody you know and tell them this is a great way to start their day. Now, we also encourage you to go to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net, where, believe it or not, all messages have been archived on that site since 2010. So guess what? You can always get a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, also, we have a mission statement that I truly love, and it is, in 2017, by faith, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry, we invite you to do so because we are family, and we definitely love to hear new voices, see new faces, and we encourage you to do that. So send your information to info@themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa or myself will contact you. Also, we are excited because we're getting ready to go to Los Angeles, California this weekend, March 3rd through the 5th, with our company, Artist Life, which is brought forth through Artists International from over 26 years ago, and I'm telling you, we're excited because we're having our extravaganza, and if you are going to be a part of that and want to be a part of our Sunday service, send that information as well to info@themasterscall.net. Also, your praise reports as well as your prayer requests. Now, as I mentioned before, we are with this company, Artist Life, and we're so excited because these are products that we share with people to help with their health and wellness. And we have so many testimonies that where God has used these products to better the health of many people around the world as well as around the country. Now, what I also want to share with you is that we have a call, which is the new morning motivational call that comes on right after this call every Monday through Friday. And today is Awareness Wednesday, so you will get some vital information on health today, health challenges. I don't know what the topic is yet, but I tell you, you will get some great information. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, that's 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Again, 294-617-POUND. Share that with somebody today and tell them to get on and listen to some great information about their health. All right. Well, I tell you, if anyone is with a company where they're charging for you to connect with the conference calls, we have a bridge number, and that number is 857-957-1147. Again, 857-957-1147, and that way you could get on the call free of charge. And I tell you, I am so excited. I want to make sure that I've gotten all the announcements out of the way because I know we have a powerful message coming forth this morning. We have a beautiful, beautiful woman of God. I tell you, she's full of life. You will hear it in her voice. She's full of the word. She's anointed by God, and she is our very own minister here with the Master's Call. That is Minister Ada Grace. She is a humble servant of God, and she resides in Brooklyn, New York with her husband, Doug. And she and Doug has founded a production called Ergo Production. So, and they got an event coming up in July, so you definitely want to get more information on that, especially if you're around that Brooklyn area. Now, she and Doug are under the leadership of Pastor Charles O. Galbraith at Clarendon Road Church in Brooklyn. And Minister Ada is a mother. She's a grandmother who believes that she has the assignment to spend hours in prayer. And she is also co-founded a ministry, Women for the Cross, a ministry that's dedicated to help women deal with their issues, their concerns, and just how to serve the Lord. Now, Minister Ada is a teacher of the Word of God, which you will firmly hear this morning. She wants to read, she wants to study, she wants to dedicate her life in the Word of God. God has called her this day and this hour to do such a great work for the masses. And we want to introduce to some, present to others. It is an honor and a pleasure to say, my sister in the Lord, Minister Ada Lavette Grace from New York, Brooklyn, New York. We're so happy to have her a part of us. Are you there, Minister Ada?
I am here, Prayer General. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, woman of God. Take it away.
Well, praise God for you, Minister Brenda Terrell, our Mississippi Queen. I'm so looking forward to hugging your neck in 48 hours. I will be heading to Los Angeles, California, and hugging your neck, as well as Dr. Pastor Vanessa and so many of you. I can't wait to see my Artist Life family there in L.A. I want to take this opportunity and thank you. You know I love that sultry, beautiful voice of Minister Kai. She is in the three-letter club like I am. She is kind. She is able and anointed, and she is insightful, and we love her. So thank God for you, and thank you to the co-founders of this wonderful ministry where I have grown, where I have been ministered to time and time again. I consider it a privilege and an honor to be here with you. And what a blessing. Today is March 1st. You all see how 2017 is already just moving so very fast. So I want to say happy Ash Wednesday. Happy Lent to you. If you're not sure what that is, I want you to take some time and do some research on what significance that has to the believer, to the Christian. And this month, we are celebrating Women History Month. And I just want to read you a little excerpt from one of my favorite sheroes. I was looking at a picture of her, and I said, Lord, she had to do something great. I'm speaking about somebody called Harriet Tubman. Let me just read a little excerpt from my Black History calendar that I purchased. She was born a slave on Maryland's eastern shore. Harriet Tubman freed herself and became famous as a conductor on the Underground Railroad during the turbulent 1850s. As a slave, she endured the harsh existence of a field hand, including brutal beatings. In 1849, she fled slavery, leaving her husband and family behind in order to escape. Despite a bounty on her head, she returned to the South, and this is what is amazing. God had to be with this woman. She returned to the South at least 19 times to lead her family and numerous other slaves to freedom via the Underground Railroad. Did you know that this year on April 20th, the United States Treasury Secretary announced that Harriet Tubman will replace Andrew Jackson on the $20 bill. She will be the first African American to be featured on U.S. currency. So I want you to take time to study about the great attributes and contributions that women have made of all races and nationalities. And I must give kudos to the first African American from my hometown of Chicago, Illinois, our beautiful, graceful, elegant Michelle Obama. She is some kind of woman in her own right. I want you to take the time to learn about the wonderful contributions that women have made, and I'm just so very grateful. What I would like for you all to do, if you would be so kind, is to turn to the book of Ephesians, the fifth chapter, starting with the 21st verse. If I was to title my message today, it would be Freedom Through Submission. I don't know about you, but I'm going to be real transparent to you because I believe that as we share our own struggles, our own things that we have some battle, if you will, and the one thing in my life that I can share with you today that has been a struggle, it has something that I have gone before the Lord and have had to repent, is this thing called submission. And if you were to be honest with me, I believe there are some of you on the line who may have had this same type of struggle in this area. So as you are finding that, would you allow me to pray? Heavenly Father, I come this morning, truly your servant, your daughter, your baby girl, just simply surrendering and submitting to the call that you have on my life. So it's no longer about me. I am not the issue. I am not the focus. It's all about you. And so, Lord, I step down and step back and allow your Holy Spirit to come and minister to these, your people, my precious brothers and sisters in Christ. I pray that they will not only hear the word today, but they will meditate and really obey this thing in prayer as we look to that we want to be free. We want to be free to serve you, to love you, to honor you, to worship you, and most of all, just to be your representatives in this earth. This is my prayer, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. I know I won't get through all of it, so I pray that I'll be able to get back to you and finish. But let's look at this this dynamic call of freedom through submission. And as I read to you about a woman in our history who not only was determined to be free from the bondage of slavery, but she went back and sacrificed her own life to help free somebody else. And that is my objective today. I know in my times of mentoring young women and dealing and praying with women, I always have a heart for women's ministry. The Lord made me a woman. So, but brothers, I want you also to understand that as you look at, as you listen to this, that you will know how to better serve the women around you, your wives, your daughters, your sisters in the Lord. So in Ephesians, the fifth chapter, beginning with the 21st verse, this is how it reads, and we're going to go through the 25th verse. Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Now, let me say something here. This is saying, speaking of wives, but for you single women out there, there is also a call for you to submit. Who do you submit to? You submit to the Lord, and you submit to, that's why it's so important to have a pastoral count, a pastoral covering. It is important that you have a strong man of God in your life who can speak into your life if you do not have an earthly father. And I made the connection. I believe for me, one of the reasons why I was so, it was so very difficult for me to struggle in this area of submission is because I had a wonderful, loving biological father who was very easygoing. That's where Abraham comes from. My late father's name was Abraham. And also we know that the spiritual father of the first 12 tribes that became the nations was also Abraham. But he was very easygoing, very laid back. And then my other father, I personally don't like to use the word step. So my other father could be very harsh, was very abusive in different ways to me and to my siblings and to my mom. And so I made the connection for me. One of the reasons why I have struggled so much in this area is because I had difficulty once an adult. I had made up my mind that wasn't nobody going to tell me anything. I don't like for nobody to tell me what to do, how to do. But I submit to you all today that as God began to deal with this area in my life, I began to experience a freedom that is so awesome, because when you do it his way, when you do it God's way, there is a freedom in that that is a beautiful thing. You see, as I began to understand and make the connection that God is not like my other father, who at times could be very harsh and very abusive, I could submit to a God who is loving, who created me after his likeness and his image. I stopped trying to compare my earthly father with my heavenly father, because to be honest about it, there is absolutely no comparison to our loving God. He is my everything. He is who I think about when I wake up in the morning. Oh, I have a pair of nice thighs next to me. I have a nice chest to lay on. But as much as I love my beloved Doug, there is no one that can take the place of my Heavenly Father. You see, as I began to surrender and submit in everything, in every aspect of my life, I began to experience great joy. I began to experience great power. I began to experience great peace. I began to understand the connection in submitting and surrendering to my Heavenly Father, who will never ever disappoint me, who will never ever hurt me, who will never abuse me. He is gentle. He is kind. And so I stopped by the Master's call this morning to share with you that if you want to be free, and if in John 8:36, it says, so if the Son sets you free, speaking of the Son of God, our Lord Jesus, you will be free indeed. And once you are free, you don't allow anybody else to put you in the bondage of slavery again. That's why I so love Harriet Tubman, because she was free. And you know, when you do a study about Harriet Tubman, you will find the very man that she carried his name, he did not go. Her husband, Mr. Tubman, did not go, and he did not want her to go. And so sometimes you've got to leave some folks. I'm speaking to somebody today. Sometimes you got to get away, like in Abraham. He had to get away. God told him to get away from that thing that was familiar, his family, his peeps, his homeboy, his homegirl, and take you to a place where it can just be you and him. Oh, I've had my Abraham journey. I went to the East Coast not looking for a husband. In fact, that was the last thing I was thinking about was a man. Minister Willa and Pastor Candy, I tell you that once I began to understand the call that on my life, and I was free from a very difficult and at times very abusive first marriage. I stopped by the Master call today to say, I am free. I want you to stay right where you are. If you are in Christ, the Bible says that you are free. You don't have to struggle with sin. You don't have to struggle with submission. You can be free today. And I want to get ready to end this message today, because I want to end early today, because I really want for some of you, help me, Holy Ghost. For some of you, you don't know what you're missing when you learn how to submit. We have some very rebellious young people who don't understand how to submit because it was not modeled for them. I stopped by the Master's call to speak into your life, that when I made the choice to say, Lord, I'm not going to fight you on this, and even with a loving, kind husband that I have, I will tell you today, I still have to repent. There is something that rises up in my flesh that I want to say to that man, don't say nothing to me. Look, I ain't doing it, okay? I know I said I do, but there are some days that I don't. And I'm just being real with you, and it's right where you are. Pray for it, sister. I'm still a work in progress. So this is what I want to do. This is what I do, because my time is almost spent here. I want to spend a couple of minutes praying for you. I believe there is someone on the line who has struggled in the area of surrender. What does it mean to submit? The Merriam-Webster Dictionary of submission comes from the root word of submit. It means to commit to the discretion or decision of another or of others. Number two, and this applicably applies, it means to yield. It means to surrender. It means to give up your way, or in other words, it's not your way or the highway. It means, Lord, I surrender. I want you to take your hands, and I want you to open them up and look at your palm, and I want you to pray this with me today. Heavenly Father, I come this morning surrendering my everything to you. Lord, you know the area in my life where I have resisted surrendering. But Lord, today, March 1st, I want to experience the freedom that comes from doing it your way. Lord, help me when I am weak and I want to have it my way instead of your way. Lord, I come as humbly as I know how, saying, Lord, I surrender. I give it all up because you sent your only begotten son to give it up for me. And so I owe you my life. And I want to experience total freedom, which comes from total surrendering. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. At this time, I'm going to turn this call over to her. I love her. She's beautiful. She be ready to serve. She's enthusiastic. She's a nice lady. She's determined. She's anointed. She's victorious. She is our wonderful prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell. Back over to you, beautiful.
Praise God, praise God. I tell you, Minister Ada, oh, my goodness, praise the Lord. We thank God for you for being the woman of God that you are. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that powerful, powerful message this morning on submission. I know a lot of us don't like the word, and like you, I went through my transitions as well, but praise be to the Lord who is faithful in all things. I'm going to call you back and ask you to close us out with a benediction, but we're going to pray one more time. Father, Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We glorify you, O God, for being the God that you are. So we ask you in the name of Jesus, O God. We just say thank you. We just say glorify your holy and righteous name for being God all by yourself. And Lord God, as we submit ourselves to you first, O God, we know that every area of our lives will be tended to, O God, because you told us that you never leave us or forsake us. We thank you that your word is true. It goes forth and never returns void. It always accomplishes what you sent it to do. So with that being said, Lord, we thank you for this woman of God who gave us a profound message this morning on submission, that we should submit ourselves to you first, O God. And then in turn, Lord, as we do that, we'll be submissive to our husbands, Lord God, submissive to our teachers, our leaders, O God. We thank you, O God, that you are setting our steps in order into the situation, Lord God, that your name is glorified in every area. We thank you for pouring into Minister Ada and her husband, oh God, pour into their children, their children's children, oh God, pour virtues of love, peace, joy, and all that they need and all that they desire, oh God. We thank you, Father, for blessing their going out, blessing their coming in. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We ask you, Father, to continue to strengthen, keep them, Lord God, as they carry forth this call day by day. We thank you, Father, for the bereaved families. We thank you, Lord God, that you are ministering, Lord, at such a time as this to all those that have lost loved ones, oh God. We thank you, Father, for strengthening and comforting like never before. We thank you, Father, for healing the sick. We call them healed and whole by the blood of the Lamb. We glorify you, Father, for what you're doing with Extravaganza and Artist Life, Lord God. We thank you that this will be an event that we'll never forget, Lord God, because you're in the midst. We thank you for everything that you're doing this day and the days to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, to hear this call again, you can and share it with somebody. 712-432-1085. That's 712-432-1085. The pen is the same. 957-677-pound. By all means, go to the new morning motivational call coming up next. That's 712-770-4005. The pen is 294-617-pound. If you want to be a part of our Extravaganza Sunday service, please send your information to info@themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa will contact you because we want you to be a part of us and come and serve and share with us, because we look forward to hugging your necks and being in the place where God will be there meeting us there. We love and appreciate each and every one of you joining us. I thank you, Minister Kai, for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the love of the Lord, focusing on the Word Wednesday. And thank you again, Minister Ada, for such a profound message on submission. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Thank you so much, Prayer General, for hosting this call. I want to leave you all with this. In the book of James, chapter 4, verse 6 and 7 says, but he gives us more grace. That is why scripture says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Now to our only all-wise God, all-powerful God, to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before the glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God of our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Go out and be someone's answered prayer today. Go out and be that minister in the marketplace. And we'll see you right back here on my favorite day of the week, Friday, where we take your praise reports and prayer requests live. We love you. God bless you. Bye-bye.